live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Rollerbillies have their first match of the season in March and a new beginners course starting in the middle of April. And I'm really pleased that two of the team, KP and Headers, join me today to talk a little bit more about the Cambridge Rollerbillies. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Hiya.
Now, could you give us a bit of a background on the Cambridge Rollerbillies? I feel they've been around for a long time. KP, could you take that one?
Yeah, no. So the league itself has been around for 15 years. I think it's our 15th year anniversary this year in various sort of different sort of levels of success. We're one of the longest running UK roller derby teams. Is that correct, Headers?
I believe so.
Yeah, so we've come and gone in lots of different forms and we've still got some skaters from those original days, but we always have new people joining us from all over the place. I think being in Cambridgeshire, you get lots of people coming and going from the county. So I myself have only been with the league for a year now, whereas I know, Headers, yourself, you've been here quite a while now.
Yeah, about 6 years.
And so how did you get started, Headers? What sort of drew you to it?
It's a good question. When I started, I couldn't skate at all. And I, like many, many people, saw Whip It, the movie, and thought that it looked amazing and really cool. And even though I was terrible, that I was determined to learn at the ripe age of, I think it changes every time I say it, 28, I think, something like that. Decided to learn to roller skate and it was terrifying, but I stuck with it. And yeah, it's great. Now I love it. It's probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
That's fantastic. It's held at Kelsey Kerridge, isn't it? And do all your practices take place there as well?
Most of them. Well, 50% actually, roughly. So we do scrimmage on a Sunday with drills when we've got a longer session. So scrimmage is a friendly game between the team, essentially. And then we have team training for the actual core team on Thursdays in Camborne.
And can anybody join in, or do you have to have sort of reached a certain sort of stage of skating before you can take part?
So, yeah, usually you have to go through a sort of beginner's course where you learn the basics of skating as well as kind of the basics of the sport itself. So we take on people from, as Headers has kind of already shown, from all different levels, different backgrounds of skating. And we'll teach you how to go forward, how to go backward, how to stop, how to fall over. And then after sort of a period of time, we kind of make an assessment of you based on your capabilities, and then you're asked to move up to kind of our B team development team, who then sort of, we train you through that and we invite you to the different nights depending on your level. We have people right at the beginning of their journey and people who've been with us, as I say, for 15 odd years.
So if you want to get involved as a beginner, how would you go about that?
So the best thing to do is drop us a message and find out when our next intake course is. So as Headers mentioned, we have one coming up in April. We tend to have them a couple of times a year. We tend to see sort of 30 odd people coming to each of these sessions, which is fantastic. We have really massive interest in the team, and we provide sort of loaner kit, so people don't have to have roller skates or any of the padding. We can provide that for you, so it's quite sort of accessible for most people who maybe can't sort of go out and buy all that stuff straight away.
Gives you the opportunity to try it and see if you actually like it, and without having to invest a couple of £100 in all of the kit that you need, the skates and all the protective gear, because it is full contact. You need the whole lot.
Yeah, I was thinking that this is quite a hard thing. If you're not sure if you liked it, quite hard to commit. And so I guess you'd be put off by just that. Now, I believe the last course you had a massive waiting list. The interest was massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, we crashed the server. It was, we did our on sale and the server crashed because we had, I think it was in the end, about 80 people trying to get hold of 30 spaces. So we do have, yeah, a lot of interest, especially after lockdown. A lot of people took up skating and wanted to learn how to progress and potentially play roller derby.
It's one of the fastest growing women's sports in the world. So we're seeing a huge interest of people, as Hedda said, from lockdown. But even before lockdown, there was still a huge sort of developing interest. There were more and more teams popping up all over the UK and the world. In 2018 we had a World Cup, for example, so it's a really massive thing in lots of parts of the world now, especially Australia. Australia seemed to be very big on it.
And actually the game on March the 11th is part of the Five Nations tournament, which is going on across the UK and Ireland, Wales and the Channel Islands, I think. Is that all five? So yeah, there's enough teams to have four tiers.
Yeah,
four
tiers, both men and women's as well.
Yeah, men's and women's, four tiers across all the countries. So it's it's really popular now. It's
great. That is incredible, isn't it? Hearing the rise of that as well, and knowing that Cambridge Rollerblades was in it from early on, that's really very cool. And if people want to come along to watch that game, is it in Cambridge or is it somewhere else?
It is in Cambridge, yeah. So we're having that in Kelsey Kerridge. So we're hosting two London teams and also Buckinghamshire, who are coming to play us because they're part of our tier. And then throughout the year, we'll go off and play those other teams in different places. But for the first one, it's our home game. So we're very excited about it.
And did you say it's March the 11th?
It starts at 1 p.m. Doors open at 1 p.m. Tickets are £5 for over 16s. Under 16s are free. And it's a really good family-friendly environment. We do encourage families and young people especially to come down, particularly young girls who don't often get to see women playing sport, particularly contact sport. And it's a very inclusive environment. So if you've got gender expansive and trans and all young people, yeah, we like to see all kinds of people at our games and participating in contact sport.
Now, how long is a game?
So a game is usually about an hour and it's split into two halves. So we have a sort of 15 minute half time in the middle. And the game is kind of played in these like 2 minute jams, we call them. So there's sort of 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes for half an hour. And they can last up to 2 minutes or any time underneath that. So there's a little bit of variation in that. But usually without injury, it's an hour long game.
And did you say there's going to be a few games that day?
Yeah. So Buckinghamshire are playing London's Battersea and then we are playing London Rock and Rollers in the second game. It's kind of like the headline game.
Well, that sounds great. Great afternoon of entertainment. And how old do you have to be if you want to come along to your beginner's course or just get involved and play?
18, I believe. There are junior leagues. We do see junior leagues. There's one in Peterborough, but we take young people from the age of 18 just because of safety precautions and stuff like that.
We also welcome volunteers, which I believe don't have to be over 18, but I would have to check that.
Yeah, I think there's different levels of volunteering. So if you're kind of near the track, if you're doing anything like track repair, you have to be over the age of 18. But we have people on the desk, we have announcers, we have all sorts of different things happening. I think we have a glitter bar where people can come and get glitter, and there's tombolas and all sorts of fun things happening across the day.
So it sounds like you said a really good inclusive day out for everyone and to really get involved. So could you just again give us the details of your contact details if people want to come along and, well, know more about Cambridge Rollerblades and maybe sign up for your course?
The sign up is ongoing. So if you go to www.rollerblades.com, there is a link on the website where you fill out the Google form to register your interest in the course. And then we will let people know when it's going to go on sale. And then you fight your way through to the, the on sale link to try and get a space.
And we have social media as well. So you can find us on Instagram or Facebook if you just look up the Rollerblades. Yeah, that's the best way to get hold of us, I think.
So it's very cool that you're just Rollerblades. You managed to get that website before anyone else. That's very good.
Yeah, we did. We managed to get in there early with everything, I think, actually.
Thank you very much, both of you. Is there anything else you wanted to let anyone know?
Come along and support us. Come along and find out more about roller derby. It's a game that not many people know about and people have a lot of misconceptions about. So I think it's always really exciting with people who have no idea what's happening, come along and watch it and just fall in love with the sport. I think that's what happens with most of the people that we now play with. They just are like, oh, that sounds cool and weird, let's go and watch it. And then they realise it's actually an awesome, empowering space where women and non-binary people can actually be aggressive and play sport at a high competitive level. So yeah, that's what I encourage people to do.
That's fantastic. I'd say it particularly appeals to people who hated sport at school. For some reason.
Now that's really good, interesting thoughts for it as well. And you said it's £5 a ticket. Do you just buy that on the door? You don't have to book ahead or anything?
No, you can buy in advance. The links to that are all over our social media, but equally there will be tickets on the door for £5.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much. That sounds really fascinating. And I'm now going to look at coming along. I've definitely got to come and have a watch. I don't think I'm going to be skating. Just going to say that now. Although, you know, you never know. I might get tempted, but I definitely want to come and watch. And what about the other games for the season? Are they on your website as well or on social media?
I think we'll be posting them as they come along, because other teams hosting, so they have the power of promo, but we'll share any information that we have on our social media.
That's brilliant.
We'll be traveling about this summer.
Yes. So,
down to High Wycombe and, oh, is it Hertfordshire? Great.
Yeah, Hertfordshire, I think.
Oh, very good. Oh, you get, makes a change, travel about a bit for us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's nice to be able to do it again. Nothing better than spending a weekend in a sports hall.
I don't know how to answer that.
You get used to it, trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Thanks ever so much, you two. It's been great speaking to you and good luck with your first game.
Thank you so much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.